reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone focus bag a thing now. Bakes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me like it. Me just a do it like Nike. Them one pies and make sure me think up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Talking Heads with Monty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Fun Foods Wholesale, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the National Insurance Board, Monty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Printmasters, and Tropical Gyros.
Rose gold for the Cuban link up. How much I stress a her and the rings up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk a spag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike.
You've got it logged and loaded to the Tuesday, May 21st edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And, you know, it is Tuesday. Hope you had a good holiday and you enjoyed your long weekend. But, you know, back to work we go. You know, like I always tell you, all work and no play makes you a dull person. All play and you know, all work and no play makes you a dull person. All play and no work makes you broke. So you got to find that happy medium. And you find it by getting back to work after a long holiday weekend. So I don't want to hear you all saying, oh, I hungover and I tired. Well, we all hungover and we all tired. So it's all good. But it is Tuesday, so we're going to chime in with Grand Bahama. You know, we have the Freeport Report each and every Tuesday. Awesome supplement in the Guardian each and every Tuesday from the Grand Bahama News. So we're going to check that out. We're going to chime in with Sarah Kirkman. I think Darren Cooper is going to join us in short order as well. That's all on the flip side of the break. But here's how you chime in. Phone lines are open in Nassau. 323-6232-54259. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Quick break. Flip side of the break. We'll be going down to Grand Bahama. The Freeport Report is coming at you live as the Tuesday, May 21st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Them say me stink of money like sewage. Real bad man spend cash like me foolish. A wild cat like you, we cannot flow.
Seyen epi chita, s'il vous plaît. Yap rele pou radiografie. Tale. Se sa ki fè rele Saltan. Ou pa gen problème nan Fortress Diagnostic Center, image at Grosvenor's, nou pa jam fè plize rendez-vous résultat. Sa vle di, entre, soti. Si test depi stajou moutre ekran, radiolog nou ka kondi alternatif test depi taj sa. Kounya la menm. Ou bien, rele nou nan 328-81-57 pou fè randevou a Fortress Diagnostic Center, image a Grosvenor, ou bien rele nou nan 328-81-57 fè randevou a Fortress Diagnostic Center, image a Grosvenor, ou bien vizite lokasyon nou Kamake Lod, Chodia.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. Peace. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
You roll with the best for all your printing needs. There ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
On the Tuesday, May 21st edition of Talking Heads. And as you know, each and every Tuesday, we got a great supplement in the Guardian, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. You know, get you caught up with everything going on in Grand Bahama. And each and every Tuesday, we chime in with our Grand Bahama correspondents. And today is no different. We got Sarah Kirkby chiming in. I think Don Cooper will be joining us in short order. But I know I got Sarah chiming in. What's going on, Sarah?
Hey, love. How are you doing?
Oh, boy, it's well with you and yours. And listen, man, congratulations. I see that we have a graduate in the fraternity, man, in the Talking Heads community. Your daughter graduated recently, correct?
She She did. She graduated last week from Mercer in Macon, Georgia, which is my alma mater, a small school in the South, which I thought was much better for her and I to go to. It was wonderful.
Mercer, small school in the South. Thing everybody don't know about it, but this guy happened to beat up on Mercer one year when I was in college at Barry. So, yeah, I'm familiar with Mercer.
It's a small liberal arts. Actually, now it's gotten really popular. It's a big medical school, so it's expanded a lot since I went there quite a while ago.
And what was her degree in, Sarah?
She, believe it or not, she did marketing and business.
I wonder where she got that from.
I don't know. Maybe, you know.
So. I wonder where she got the marketing part from. Oh, God.
I wonder. Do packaging design, which I think is really cool. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
That's so cool stuff.
Yeah, really lovely that she said that. So thank you and congratulations to my beautiful Tara. But unfortunately, I've got a little bit of sad news to tell you. Our power is out island-wide. I'm obviously on my phone on a live doing this call-in today.
Wow. So but, every complete blackout in Grand Bahama.
Yeah, and we had we had some power outages earlier, so we didn't know what was going on.
You're trying to give NASA competitioning because it'd been
well. The thing is, it's very sad. They think someone might have been electrocuted.
Oh God, no.
So yeah, so we haven't got an update. There's been some breaking news reports on ZNS, so we're all waiting to hear what's happening. So unfortunately, it is affecting the whole of Grand Bahama right now. So it said it's an island-wide shutdown. They haven't made a statement. But that's the ZNS posted that it was, they think there was an electrocution. So we are praying for that.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers go up for that situation over there.
Hoping that it is not, it's not, you know, we're hoping it's not fatal. So that's what's happening here right now for us. So a little bit sad. So just our thoughts and prayers are with that person's family and hope everything's okay. So, but I can give you an update on what's going on otherwise.
What you got for us? I mean, I see some things going on.
Yeah, so we are still struggling with our bridge repairs. You know, a lot of these were damages from Dorian and also, you know, use over the years and also big equipment going out over the bridges because as people have expanded through Grand Bahama, they've gone over the bridge in the east area of Lukiah. So that is still coming along. We are still struggling to get an update, but it looks like the Casuarina Bridge will be finished soon, which is great news. They seem to be doing a lot of work out there. Bridge, they say they've done a lot of repair work. When the hurricanes hit, the water did not cover the Casuarina Bridge, but it was pretty close. The problem was a lot of all the debris went into the bridge. And so, like, most of the people who are out in the east area, most of their clothes, their furniture, everything went towards this bridge. That's how the surge took it. So there's a lot of damage done. So that's all being repaired because it's a major waterway canal system connecting. You can go through our canal from the south to the north or vice versa. So it's a really big repair that everyone's hoping will get done soon. And then there's also the Taino Beach Bridge, which a lot of people might know from Fish Fry. Everyone goes over to Taino Beach for that on Wednesday night. It's also a very popular place for the Stone Crab Restaurant and also for David Wallace's place. Why am I forgetting the name? And also it's a beautiful housing area and apartments there. So they're working on that bridge, but that still hasn't come to fruition. So there's a lot of work on that. We've also just had an update on WhatsApp. It seems that on the canal system, one of the dredgers is going under right in the middle of the canal. So we will have an update on that for you next week. That's not good news. And so we're hoping that isn't really happening because that's also a major thoroughfare for all the boats going in and out of the Lukiah area.
Wow. I mean...
Yeah. But it's all happening.
But, you know, when you look at it, I mean, I see the repairs are slow, but I'm looking at the pictures. I can see where it's starting to take shape, though, Sarah.
It is. And they've also put these huge black rubber mats on each side of the bridge. So I don't know. We're waiting for the construction company to tell us what that is. I don't know if that holds up the system. I don't know what that part is. So we're waiting for an update and hoping to get a tour through, but we would like to get these bridges repaired. The lucky thing is we do have a second bridge, the Sir Jack Hayward Bridge, which he really pushed to have have built before he passed. So that is available there. And so that's the second bridge. So no one will ever be cut off, which is the good. The other news we have to tell you about, unfortunately, is Margaritaville.
Yeah, I was just going to ask now, what's going on with that?
Well, it's that they failed their health inspection, which is not good news, because they do bring quite a lot of tourists to the island who come and stay. It's, you know, day trips. There are also people that come and stay for 3 to 4 days. It's a great way to get to the island on like a mini cruise. Locals are still quite upset because we can't go on it anymore. You know, we've been very spoiled over the years being able to go and forth back on cruises to Fort Lauderdale, well, West Palm area. And, you know, it's been several different names of these ships as they have gone through. So people weren't happy about it. And we've got some comments in the paper that are quite funny about it. But hopefully these things will all be repaired. As far as we know, it's still sailing and everything's fine. And I know that the DPM and the Minister of Grand Bahama is working hard. They're trying to get it so that locals can go back on this. It's a great way to travel, especially for those people who don't like to fly. And so, and shipping things over, and you can do great shops, and as you know, in Florida. So we are missing that part of that trip. So, yeah, so that's the Margaritaville story.
Man, did they have any light at the end of the tunnel for that? I mean, obviously, when you see it fails a health inspection, yeah, that doesn't get rectified overnight.
No, so obviously they've got to fix that as quickly as possible, and I'm sure they will. I mean, I've been on the ship. They did a refurb. It's really beautiful. They really made it look very islandy, colorful. It's bright. It's what you want on a little mini cruise. So I hope they sorted it out. The other news is, and while I was away, I think this happened twice, we had some hail, believe it or not.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. What's going on with the hail in Grand Bahama? Because I saw pictures. It was big size hail.
I said to somebody in a WhatsApp chat, I said, if the locusts come, we got to get out. Going wrong. So I was a little bit worried. So, but I mean, these are huge blocks of ice that came in, and everyone said the temperature just dropped completely. Because, I mean, I don't know about you, but summer hit like a bang here. And so everyone was really surprised by this. So it was just strange weather. And so, we had two bouts of hail.
Yeah, that's surprising. Like, one bout is a lot. But, boy, I tell you, two.
Two, I know. So, I don't know. We all need to start behaving or something's going on here. I'm hoping everything's all right.
Yeah.
Something's coming back, so.
Call Ripley's, believe it or not.
Exactly. We unfortunately did have our second murder of the year here. So there's an update in the story on that in the paper today. And also, we had some two good things. Well, I guess it's the one good thing. It's not a very positive paper today. Not my Pollyanna series as usual.
Yeah.
But we have the forum for impact returning to Grand Bahama. This is a group of individuals that go around the world and talking about things that they can change in their environment and in business and construction to make the world a better place. The way they do business, the way they work with things that's come down. They liked it so much last year, which was great, that they've come back again this year. So this is very good news for Grand Bahama. They bring a very high net worth group in. So people will be speaking to them. I believe Michael Haukitis will be speaking, as well as the Minister of Grand Bahama. Sixth Senses is also speaking, because, of course, they'll be starting to, hopefully, once they pass all their inspections, they'll be starting, we hope, by the last quarter to build, because they've got to be open for 2026. So this is a big group that's down. So this is very good for Grand Bahama. Fortunately, the power's out, but hopefully it'll be back on soon. And then we did have a bit of an eyesore this week. Downtown Park restoration really does need some love, and I'll let everyone read the story on that. If you don't know the area, it's by the Princess Hotel. They've turned that area into a local organics farming place to go every 2 weeks. And so, and as we speak, the power just went back on. So that's something that we're hoping will get rectified shortly on the island, along with other eyesores that we really need the building. But we are looking for codes and rules to change within the government for that to happen. And that's our news.
Wow. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I look at the news. You got that out of the way. Now, you know, you know what I got to ask you about, right?
Yeah, I know. Are you ready?
What's the latest with the situation with the Grand Bahama Port Authority and the current administration? And any news on that? Any light at the end of the tunnel?
No, I haven't really heard a lot. We did hear a statement from the Port Authority that they will be doing a town hall meeting. It's supposed to be, I think, in the first week of June. So everybody's waiting for that and trying to find out who will be invited. We're presuming it's going to be licensees of the Port Authority. So, and, you know, that would think people that are current licensees, of which there are estimated to be 3,000 of us here in Grand Bahama. So that would be that next meeting coming up, and it's their turn to explain to the licensees what they feel is going on and what's happening with their government, you know, what's happening between the government and them and their I guess, their side of the story and what will happen with this bill that's been delivered by the government. There was a story in the paper today, in the Tribune, actually, from Raymond Jones, who's also a licensee, and his opinion and thoughts on the subject as well. So I will leave everyone to go and find that. I don't agree with Raymond's thoughts, so I don't want to. He is basically saying that he agrees with everything that the government was saying and that the changes need to be made. I don't agree. I think there's a way to work forward as a unit together the way it's supposed to work under the Hawksbill Creek Agreement. That's what I would like to see. But he is giving that opinion. There are just, you know, some people believe in one thing, some people believe in another. So it's people want to see change. And as Darren has said over and over again, nobody, especially he and I, do not believe that everything is perfect at the port, but we do like a lot of the way things run here and don't want to change that system. But we do, we know we do see things that do need to change, but we definitely want government and the port to work together to make that happen, to make things go quicker, go faster, to make the island regrow as it needs to after Dorian.
Do we have, I think we have Darren chimed in. Do we have Darren chime in?
Huh? I can't see because I'm on my phone.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on, brother Darren? All is well with you?
All is well. Sarah, you did an excellent job. I do, just like Sarah, do not agree with Raymond's comments. I've had the opportunity to read it. And I've also had the opportunity on two occasions, the Tuesday after the chamber meeting, to speak with Raymond, and I've also had an opportunity to speak with him again Sunday past. And I think his comments in the Tribune came after my comments, because that was what he greeted me with on Sunday. I thought you and I were on the same page, and I said you and I would never be on the same page. You know, I have strong views, and for me, I'm not on any side. I'm not on the port or the government side. I just want both entities to come together and to give us, the people, what we believe we deserve, and that is clear path on where we're going, how we're going to get there, and a better understanding of who's responsible for what and where we are in breach to the agreement, and how we can work together to make sure that all parties are held accountable to deliver what it is Grand Bahama needs. And so that was my position with Raymond, and that's my thought on the payroll of the Port Authority. It appears to be, of course, many PLB trolls are painting that picture. I'm on the side of what is best for Grand Bahama. And at the end of the day, I don't have great trust in our government, because the way our government has been playing, they've been keeping plenty secrets. And, you know, I would use the words of Kwesi Thompson, the devil is always in the detail. And so until we get the details, I can't stand with the government on this one.
All right, we got a text coming in. Burdened with taxes while the PRB squander public funds. If they call the Auditor General Office garbage, can you imagine any of us who try to hold them accountable? What logic do we have to debunk their voodoo logic? And I look at it, I mean, that's a very good way to put it, their voodoo logic, because sometimes there is no logic there.
You know,
but they want you to grasp some sort of logic out of the logic that it isn't there. It's crazy.
You know, Naughty, if I could add to the comments of that statement, that, you know, the PLP government only when something is going or being painted as if they're doing something good. But I shared with several PLPs over the weekend is that whenever a government wants to only hear the good, then they should very well understand that they are on a slow path to losing the credibility and the confidence that people have in them. And so when you get the people around you who's going to tell you the truth and say, hey, we're missing the mark, we're not doing what is right, we're not following so and so, then you're able to address and to look and to have whatever concerns dealt with. And so the fact that they would call the Auditor General's report on the sporting, and then the minister comes back and says, we have a profit, because now the information that may have been available or may need to be available was not available, and now it's available after a shame of a government. And then, what says the auditor report after getting the details? So yeah, this government only supports what is in their best interest and not what is for the people.
And I think that is becoming more and more of the talk lately. I think that's not just in Grand Bahama. That's in Abaco. That's in other family islands. That's here in New Providence. A lot of buyer's remorse. A lot of people disgruntled today, more than they were yesterday. A lot of people are disillusioned and disenfranchised. And we still got 2.5 more years of this.
Naughty, I spoke with a known PLP general on the conversation. Was very surprised of our conversation because, I am that person that's keeping the government feet to the fire. So ain't really much of them would want to talk to me and have a conversation. But to hear this PLP general say, he said, boy, Darren, he said, I'm a PLP. I'm a stalwart. And he said, I feel that my government has given up on Grand Bahama. I said, why would you say that? He said, it's all in their actions and in their behavior. The government of today has not done. I mean, I guess they could do the 5 seats in Grand Bahama, so they help, they're with it, so they'll just neglect us or abandon us or ignore us. And it's in their behavior based on the PLP. It's in their behavior. I heard that some DRA home repairs have just started. And as if they just like every now and then, 430,000 out there and then disappear for another 6 months. It's just to say that they've been doing some things, but nothing's really happening. Nothing's really happening. And that's why we're so gone on saying to the government, listen, man, come to the round table, help both entities get us to where we need to go for the betterment of our island. That's what we're after. That's what we want. That's what we deserve. Grand Bahama is one of those islands that contribute significantly to the public treasury. And to respect us to that point or to that level to give us what we need, And back to by me even saying this, back to something that Raymond and I spoke about. He said, oh, well, you asked for the prime minister to come. I said, yeah, I asked him to come and talk with me, not talk to me. I said, no, but I said, are you satisfied with just him coming? Well, he came. No, are you satisfied with his appearance and then speaking to me and selecting the questions? Oh, well, he didn't answer much questions. And you're satisfied. And some people, and this is my thought, people who are just against the port, the families, and just want to get rid of them, and I can't blame them for whatever been over the years, but at the end of the day, we need to safeguard businesses, because if the government can do it to the port, why they can't do it to another industrial company that you may be representing or you may be a part of? But only when it's opposite and it's not you, then let the government have its way. But then when the table turned, then you want the government to be considerate. I just want government to be fair across the board.
Boy. And then again, Thank you, we just had on last Friday on the show, we had Matt Aubrey from Org, and we still had the conversation about the Freedom of Information Act. And it still seems like, we look at Grand Bahama's situation, you need information, it's not readily available. You look at other family islands, not ready available.
Exactly.
Here in New Providence, not ready available. At some point, some administration needs to realize the importance of giving it to its citizens a Freedom of Information Act and exercising and enacting a proper procurement act.
And then we wouldn't be so busy running a serious speculation. We could then have facts You know, you can have facts
exactly.
Go from. But yeah, I mean, even as we look at the energy bill that's now being debated, even as we look at the new hospital that's being now debated, we don't have the details. We don't have any. All we know is, okay, this is the amount that we're hoping to get. But we really don't have the details on anything. And how do you want a people to support something they don't know, they don't have details on? So when I just say yes, 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 I'm going to find out that we have a 20 years mortgage on a new hospital, but it's actually going to cost us X amount monthly or yearly in a payback. You understand? We know what we went through in Bahama in the Chinese work. So how much of that are we going to fully be forced to bring in based on the deal? And those are the things that the Bahamian people should know. They should know this. And we don't know it.
All right, I have a question coming in off the text lines. Naughty, can you ask Darren and Sarah to put this to bed for me? Big debate in the barbershop. I say that nothing has been done on the airport in Grand Bahama. Can they give us an update on where the Grand Bahama airport is at? Has the debris been moved, or are they still moving debris, baiting debris ground?
Still moving debris as far as we know. We've had no update from the people that we've contacted.
And that's a long 30 days, because wasn't that supposed to take 30 days to clear up and then they move on to the next one?
They started working and we saw the work, but no one's heard anything since then. I don't know if the deal is, you know, I don't know what's going on. We have no update. We keep requesting.
The little that I do know, based on the effort, from my understanding to date, they have started the removal of the debris. What they're doing is, what we were expecting for them to do was to run a bulldozer through the building and tear it down. From what I'm gathering through conversation, they are actually, I think they are going to take it down in pieces and they're not going to break it down. So they're actually disassembling it at the airport. So the 6 weeks, which was the original time that was allotted to remove the property or the building, is actually. But I asked the question, you know, that the building being removed doesn't hinder or hang up the government breaking ground on the new, because I'm being told that the new ain't going where the old building is. So we could be doing two things at once. We could be identifying where it's going, laying out that building, and starting the construction. And this is the same government who said that we would have an airport, I think, by next year. And they were saying that when they first came in. So we don't even know the deal. We don't even know the deal behind the airport. We don't even know the plans. We don't know where it's going. We don't know who's funding. We don't know anything, the people.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. All right, caller, you need to call us back.
Hey, I just wanted to give you a quick update. They've just said that they think the person who was electrocuted has been transported to the hospital. So hoping that that's
I was just going to get, I was just going to ask you, I just got some information saying the person electrocuted has second degree burns and has been airlifted to Nassau. Can we get confirmation on that?
Yeah, we haven't heard about the airlift. We just heard they've gone to the ranch. So there's updates on ZNS right now, but there is power back in the downtown area. I'm not too sure if it's in the Port Lakaya area. I'm just waiting for an update on that. But the power is coming back on around the island now.
All right, our thoughts and prayers continue to go up for that situation. Here's another text for you guys. Good afternoon, Naughty, and you guests. Any word on the sale of the hotel yet? Is the Deputy Prime Minister still on this planet?
No updates. We've been asking again, and there was no update given at the Chamber of Commerce event yet. So we're all still waiting.
I don't know who this question is for, but Naughty, as good as the PLP PR team is, ask them how they let that stage video in Cat Island get leaked over the weekend. Boy, you're just fawning on the small issues, man. Focusing on the big issues, man. Yeah, I know you got to laugh in the moment of whether that video was allegedly staged or not, but like I said, there's other things we need to talk about. There's more important issues we need to talk about. I mean, you know, I'm glad to know that Grand Bahama's power is back on, but we've been having that situation here in New Providence over the long weekend. And I don't see any hope in sight. So focus on that, you know, when people chime in. All right, Naughty, why does the country have to wait on ZNS to confirm an accident? Isn't it news? Does it have to be filtered through the national station? Well, you know, when you're trying to keep a grip on all news and how you package it, maybe, I don't know.
I think we have our news here in Grand Bahama. We have a Tribune. But again, I mean, sometimes it's also through connection. And so they have a little inside connection that other areas don't have. And then they have to wait for it. So I don't know. But
yeah,
that's just how it goes.
They'll all be covering the story. It's just who got it up first. But it's good to know that this gentleman is okay. That's the best part.
That's the most important thing right there. But now, I mean, where do we go from here? I mean, obviously, we continue to keep an eye on the situation going on with the port and the current administration. And we still, you know, see things, you know, going on in Grand Bahama. But a lot of the questions are, why hasn't that airport been dealt with properly? Why hasn't the hotel been, hasn't there been movement on the hotel? And those are questions that we've been asking for going on, what, 2 years on this show?
2 years, yeah.
But yeah, they only can give you what they have. And so what the public should be aware of and should know is that the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas doesn't have anything in the pipeline for Grand Bahama. They have no answers. They can't answer nothing. And they're lost. So I don't know what else you all want to hear. The government don't know what's going on and what they're doing for Grand Bahama. And I hope the PLPs take that and they put that in their pipe. If they knew, they would have been able to say, ain't no sale, ain't none in the pipeline, and the airport, they only taking it down, the old terminal. To do what? We don't know. How long is going to take? We still don't know. But there are some Bahamians on that job. There are quite a bit of Bahamians that are working, I guess, at this point. It's really the real excitement of the whole project. We have some Bahamians working, and I'm satisfied with that they can get an honest day pay. So if we go from 6 weeks to 5 months, I just hope that it's in within the same agreed budget.
All right, here's another one for you guys. Naughty, after all the fanfare of these by-elections, has any relief as yet reached West End and Bimini?
You can actually read that. We gave an update last week in the paper on that. So you can go online on Guardian, Guardian News, and then you go to the Grand Bahama section, and there's an update from that MP. You can read that, and then I'll let Darren answer it too.
All right, Carla, we see you. We'll be coming to you in a second. Just hang tight, Carla. Go ahead, Darren.
I was just in West End over the weekend, yesterday actually, and West End looked the same to me. I actually also would have visited this park that was up for big debate. A lot of the areas that were clean during the by-election is now grown back up. Seawalls in West End still not constructed. Park not constructed. Actually, the bush is higher in the park now. In West End, and the two big ones. One, the Obadiah Hercules Winscombe Complex, some of those government offices that were open for the big launch have since closed, and some that were not open has since opened. Police station is still not in the complex. They're still in the old rat-infested, dilapidated police station. They're waiting on furniture. I don't know what Wayne them is doing to get the furniture. The courthouse is now open back in the 8 Mile Rock, which is a good thing for those residents. And we are now ending the school term for 2023-2024. And absolutely nothing naughty was done to the high school in Holmes Rock. But yeah, we're going to have the same big fanfare in another couple months. I hope the PLP them listening about inspecting schools to get them open for school term. And then we gonna have them rushing this one to try open if they get it open. No new furnitures. The hurricane shelter is still not finished. The road still not paved. The parking lot still not paved. It is still the same way during the by-election. And better yet, I think it's worse because the weed is even higher. So, yeah. Thank you for Bimini.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. What's good, man?
Hey, what's happening?
It's your boy, Knowledge in the building.
What's going on, Knowledge?
Everything's solid, Papa. No disrespect to your contributors out of Grand Bahama. I spent summers there with my father in Pine Mass Loop and then eventually in Midshipman. I have relatives that are there that I love that are struggling like many of the residents or the residents are on Grand Bahama. And I hear the gentleman continuously saying about the PLP. This ain't a PLP thing, man. And I think the message get lost. For anybody who doesn't care about the political parties, which is a lot of people these days, because they failed us time and time again. And maybe just a little bit of advice, sir, if you can hear me. That's I understand that the Progressive Liberal Party is the government of the day, right? But successive governments have failed us as a people. The residents of Grand Bahama, residents of New Providence with power outages and all this other stuff year after year, time and time again, griping and moaning is not where it is. The leader of the official opposition is from Grand Bahama. I haven't heard, and it's good to hear it, from people that are on the ground there, right? But be selfish. That's human nature, right? The leader of the opposition is there. What are we doing as opposed to griping about what the government's doing now, as opposed to the leader of the opposition that lives on the ground there in Grand Bahama, that is there all the time? I haven't heard any of these things in the House of Assembly. And I think the message gets lost when we go ahead and assign any expectations that we have to three letters, man. All of us are suffering. It's not a PLP thing or an FNM thing. They failed us. So maybe you want to tell the gentleman there, because, I mean, it's...
I'm listening.
He's listening right here, Knowledge. He can hear you. He can answer you when you finish.
It
gets lost when it's about PLP, FNM, because we're tribalist. We are. Certain of us, certain colors, we lose our minds and lose focus, regardless of people that we love and care about suffering because they may not be or wear a certain color that we wear. Our government is failing us. So maybe if you want your message to get through, for people to understand who have no idea what's going on in Grand Bahama, Eleuther with power outages, people on New Providence that suffered all weekend long, another year, and we just getting into the start of heat wave and hurricane season and all that other nonsense, more people may be motivated to do something and action something if it's not about any three letters, man.
I can let Darren answer in a second. You saying it's not about any three letters, but you take a shot at the leader of the opposition.
I didn't. My message was not that he's there on the ground.
Right, and you haven't heard anything in the House, but I have been raised on behalf of Grand Bahama in the House, and I've also heard a certain leader of a certain party say they're not prepared to answer at this time. So if you want questions answered, shouldn't people be prepared to answer the same questions you want asked? I agree, questions should be asked once we get the answers.
Of course, absolutely. Anybody that we send to represent our affairs in the House of Assembly, which unfortunately, bro, and it ain't just common here, it's a joke, right? My point is simply this. The message is the message. The political organizations, it don't matter what the three letters, they have their own agendas, and it is not the betterment of our country or making a life where it is equitable for Bahamians. They've proven that time and time again. My point is simply this. When you attach it to any three letters, right? Some individuals you lose and we are all suffering.
But caller, who is the managers of the country at this time? Who? The three-letter word, PLP. So who do I go after? Who makes a decision for the country at this time? The PLP. I'm not telling you FNM did well, but at this juncture, right now, the state of our economy is hinged on the management of who manages us. the prime minister is the head nigga in charge of the country. So at the end of the day, you can't tell me tribalism when I will only talk PLP, because I've been to Dan who've been talking S&M too. And at the end of the day, we are simply saying to the managers, you need to come to the round table. Let's deal with issues of, I can't speak for no other place. I can't speak for no power outage, no place else, other than Grand Bahama. And so I'm saying to them, hey, bring your managers to Grand Bahama. Let's talk and let's push our economy better. I know the hurting in Grand Bahama. What you want me to do? You want me to continue to identify the hurting when the managers ain't doing nothing with it? I know the power out, people who are out without power and out water and food and this. So it's not tribalism when I say the PLP, because they're the managers. They've been elected to manage the people and the affairs of the people. So yes, you may not want to hear it, but it's the PLP right now we are addressing, because they're managing the country. The decisions that are being made, he may be made by Michael Pindar, he's only the leader of the opposition. Right? And I know, only could run talks. Could only run talks in the House of Assembly, but we need solutions being dealt with. So while we have the three-letter word PLP right now in the House, that's who we need to continue to engage and encourage and keep their feet to the fire to get what is needed for the people, for me, of Grand Bahama. I can't speak to no place else. So yes, it is PLP for me right now. And when it changes, I'd say something else.
All right, well, Darren, sir, I appreciate you chiming in, but as you can see, it's 5:02, so we got to get to the news. Great stuff, as always. Appreciate your contributions. Have a great week in Grand Bahama, and we'll do it again next Tuesday, all right?
All right, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, man. Y'all be safe, and we'll take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll get into the news. Outside of the news, we'll be into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. Pearlie will be in the building, and it'll all go down right after this. Keep it right where you got it.
Are you looking for a fresh experience? Look no further than Fresh Market. Our store is stocked with the freshest produce, meats, and dairy, all sourced locally and internationally for the best quality. With our commitment to freshness and our friendly associates, your shopping experience is sure to be a breeze. Come visit Fresh Market today and taste the difference freshness can make.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the lady at the doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian, we've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
In the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
They say it's and I say some people were.
The Tuesday, May 21st edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Purdy about to join us in short order. But you jump right on in. Today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Okay. When your whole screen just go blank. You ever had that happen on your phone? You just be jamming and all of a sudden, boom, it just goes blank? I tell you, but anyway, let me put this back up again. Today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny. Well, Naughty Johnny's Well, with the trip out there to the 04 Shopping Plaza Monday through Saturday. Monday through Sunday, actually, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All right? So, definitely well worth the trip out there to the 04 Shopping Plaza. And don't forget, every Wednesday and every Friday, you have a happy hour out there at Naughty Johnny's. So you definitely want to check that out. 5 to 7. Yes. And that's always an enjoyment. Good happy hour spot, man. All right, here we go. Let's have a look on this day in sports history, brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And what happened on this day? 1819. First bicycles in the U.S. were introduced in New York City, and the first bike races took place. 1878, the fourth Kentucky Derby took place. 1891, Australian boxer Peter Jackson and future world heavyweight champion Jim Corbett fight a no contest to 61 rounds at a California athletic club in San Francisco. 1904, Federation Internationale de Football, FIFA, was formed in Paris. 1907, 32nd Preakness was run, and G Mountain aboard Don Enrique won at 1 minute and 45 seconds. What else on this in this month and on this day? Go ahead, Pearly.
I mean, I don't know what has happened on this day, but as you
not too much. I mean, had some famous birthdays on this day. Josh Allen, one of your favorite quarterbacks, is 28 today.
Two words, Naughty.
I know you love watching him play.
Two words, Naughty. Two words.
Okay. Two words? What are they? Buffalo Bills or good Dolphins? What happened, Pearly? Dodgers been.
I prefer go Dolphins.
Pearly, you know, don't be surprised if the Bills retool with a bunch of no names and still be tough in that division this year, you know. You don't think so? They got good coaching.
I think you have some personal against me.
I don't like the Dolphins. Ain't nothing personal against you.
But as your friend, you should want the best for me.
I want the best for you, just not for your sports franchises. Can that work?
Yeah, I tell you what. You think the same way about my Dolphins, I think about your Cowboys.
But you always do. That's why you come at 8 and 9 out of the day talking foolishness on this radio.
That wasn't me. That was Bleacher Report.
And Bleacher Report full of cat, you know what. But anyway.
You're on radio, sir. You're on radio.
Yeah, but listen here. We got some things coming out of NBA. Well, let's check the local scene first. Because, you know, that's today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny. But let's check out the local scene. All right? All brought to you, of course, the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King, Nassau. And listen, man, it's all about that Angry Whopper, Pearly. All about that Angry Whopper. If you haven't tried that Angry Whopper, my brother, dear God, go try one.
Naughty, I'm trying to lose weight. I already tried it. I mean, it's really angry.
Man, listen here. It's time to get angry, and it's a good angry. You got the angry Whopper, you got the angry chicken, and you got the angry croissant sandwich in the morning. So you could get angry from early in the morning. You see what I said?
I haven't tried the croissant sandwich. I think I'll try that tomorrow.
Man, that angry Whopper off the chain, though. I ain't gonna lie. Nothing like a loaded burger like that, and it's all juicy and good.
Anyway. You know, I'm doing the show with an audience today, and they all putting their fingers up for the angry Whopper.
Where are you doing audience from today? I doing a show with the audience on Thursday, so I hear. So I tell me, that's why you could be
I'm
in
working,
studio
I'm
Wednesday.
On that. I'm doing a precursor to it at the same spot.
A precursor?
That's the best word I could come up with.
Okay.
Let's go with pre-show then. I'm doing a pre-show show from the spot that you would be at Thursday, God willing.
Okay. You're just trying to floss and impress people, that's all. If I know
hey,
you.
Hey, this me, you know. This Pearly.
I know how you go, Pearlissimo. I know how you go. But, yeah, so you in studio tomorrow. We'll be out on remote on Thursday and then back in studio on Friday. All right? And special guest on Friday.
Sound like a plan to me.
Yeah, man. So let's check out the local scene. Mulling Swaz over in Labette and men's decathlon finishes just short of a national record. This is Ken Mullings, sponsored by Powerade, finished eighth in the men's decathlon at the 49th Hippo meeting Gotzis at Mosel Stadium in Gotzis, Austria.
Okay, I think you messed up them words, but I ain't gonna do you bad for that.
Gotzis, hold on, Gotzis, that's Gotzis or Gotzis, however you want to say it.
With that German accent.
And I can't say that except for Pfaffenhagen and Wunderbar.
Watch him out. But I was excited when I saw that. I think he's starting to peak, right? Just before Paris. You know, you got another 6 weeks or 8 weeks before Paris. So I thought that was good that he could be pushing to that into that direction. But I mean he's gonna need 9,000 points to win, or close to 9,000 points to win, but that's a good move. I think he can do it.
Yeah, a lot of potential there, man. I think, and like you said, I think he's peaking at the right time. Switching to tennis, Thompson and Madu and Majors qualify to represent the Bahamas. Michael Major Jr. and Kevin Major Jr. Reached the final of the Bahamas Davis Cup trials over the weekend. They will both represent the Bahamas in Davis Cup play this summer. And then in the ladies' side, Danielle Thompson and Tatiana Madu will represent the Bahamas in the Billie Jean King Cup play this summer. They reached the trials over the weekend. So tennis looking good.
Good sock girl. Her dad went to sock and went to college with me in Minnesota.
Thank you for sharing.
Hey, I had to share that. I got to big up the big red machine and the big Johnny house.
We know, Pearly. To the point of nauseam, we know it's coming.
Sockers, you know.
Sockers, got to go. Jones and the Liberty remain unbeaten on the season. And Jonquel Jones, fastest player in WNBA history to 2,000 rebounds.
She's a beast. She's a real beast.
She is. We got a phone. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Yes, bosses. Not really. What's going on?
What's happening?
What do you say, Papi?
Well, I know you all had a wonderful weekend. I had a wonderful weekend, man. God does answer prayers. I pray so hard for Denver to get beat, man. Oh, Lord, I pray hard. Yeah, God does answer prayers.
Misery like company, boy.
But hey, but
naughty. Do it to eat and book a room in Bahama for the Joker.
Hey, I pray it hard now, too, because I want Indiana to take that game one tonight, boy. Boston Rusty. Come on, Oliveira. Hey, Taylor's a beast. Come on, Neesmith.
He don't dress like a beast on the sidelines when he ain't playing. You see some of the outfits he be wearing?
What's that?
He look more like Beauty than the Beast. But anyway, we can leave that alone.
He don't get on like Walt Frazier, though. Once he ain't getting on like Walt Frazier.
No. He way softer than Frazier. Frazier was hard with it.
He was in style back then.
Frazier looked like a pimp. Turner is dressed like somebody who's guided by a pimp, if you know what I mean.
Hey, that was New York, so nice you had to name it twice. Watch yourself.
Hey, he got to deal with White tonight. He got to deal with White, Derek White.
Wait. You know, the only problem with that is, to be very honest with you, to be very frank and honest with you, Indiana don't have a chance, and you know well with them, that with Boston. Knicks, if a healthy Knicks team I would have gone with, but Then they had to beat the Knicks because the Knicks was hurt. Wasn't that they were that much better? So I think Boston, I'm really thinking a sweep, maybe five games.
Well, you gotta say that, man, because this year was a shocker. You guys say the Knicks gonna close it out. I tell you, see, the last time I talked to you, where the Knicks is? They by Bama. So you have a Knicks in
the but what happened to the Knicks? What happened to the Knicks? Brunson broke his hand. The other one had three of the starting five is out. One was playing injured, and now in the last game, Brunson got hurt. The whole starting five is out. What you expect?
No,
they
know
next man up. You don't believe this next man up thing is the reason why people are starters.
But you didn't know all of that, and you still say the road broke up. You say all of that, and then you still say you gave the Knicks.
That was before Josh got hurt. And that was before Brunson got hurt.
Hey, I can be honest with you, man. Muff, I can be honest with you. In no way, shape, or form, Indiana supposed to be in this Eastern Conference Finals if the Knicks were healthy. If the Knicks were healthy, they would have rolled them out in six games.
I agree.
And that's why in five games, the Celtics are going to take care of the Pacers. This one over in five.
And if Porzingis comes back before that, it'll be in four.
I'm looking for upset. I'm looking for upset.
Only thing you're looking for upset is get upset stomach, because that ain't going to happen for you.
Yeah, well, then we ain't going to do
one thing I like, but Muff. Muff is a, Muff is, Muff don't give up. He's a diehard, but Muff, this time ain't nothing happening.
And I thought the air's supposed to be 10 up there. I thought it was supposed to be a mile high city, so I thought Minnesota's supposed to be getting tired, but they get tired.
Minnesota young, and they got an agenda, bro. And when you young and you got an agenda and you on a mission, you very hard to put out, man.
Okay, so what y'all think with Dallas and Atman? What y'all think with that series?
I can be honest with you. Go ahead, Burley.
I done said Minnesota. I ain't got no more to say. Minnesota.
Listen, I went back and forth over this. Like, back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. I know it's going seven games. And I would not be surprised if Minnesota won the series. I am not mad at all if Anthony Edwards leads that team to the finals. However, if you're going to look at this thing, you got in the first round, underdog against the Clippers, Dallas won. Second round, underdog against OKC, Dallas won. Third round, underdog now against Minnesota, because of the popularity of all the things that has occurred, and Minnesota playing very well the last two games in that season, in that series, after losing three straight. Everybody on that bandwagon. Dallas got the experience with Kyrie. They got the player in Luka, and they got the wild card. And you know who the wild card is? P.J. Washington Jr. Nobody in any series has had an answer for him from round one to round two to the Western Conference Final. Nobody's had an answer for him.
No, but he didn't play good in game six and game seven. He had the winning three. And Shea Gillis fouled him.
Hold on. The bottom line is look at the body of work from the start of the playoffs till now, Muff. He is playing at a totally different level, bro.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, but look here. Kyrie is down right there the second half, the turn, the switch on. He had 4 points in the first half and 18 points. In the second half, he got to wait till the second half of this series.
I think this is gonna be a very good series. I could go in seven games. Either team could win. Right now, I just lean toward Dallas with the experience with Kyrie. He's been there before. He put LeBron on his back and won a championship for LeBron before. So yeah, definitely he's got the experience there. And Luka's playing like a man possessed.
Well, I've been playing. I game with Minnesota, and I game with Indiana in the Boston series.
There you go, Purdy. Well, there you go, Muff. Enjoy your luck, man. You might be 1 out of 2, or you might be 0 for 2 with them picks, but it's all good.
All right, then. Yeah, respect.
Because they ain't nothing happening for them Pacers.
I think Minnesota brings too much length for Dallas, and they can have problems with the length. That's what I think. I think Dallas would have, if Denver had gone, and I think with Minnesota, the Denver was too much length, too much. And I think Minnesota's going to prevail. I think Minnesota might beat Boston if Boston blink.
I don't know. Minnesota could beat Boston. They might give them a better matchup difficulties than other teams. Dallas against Boston is a tough matchup, bro. It's a very tough matchup.
I agree 100%. I agree 100%. Boston is a tough matchup for anybody. If Boston plays at its level, they're unbeatable. but Boston has played down to its talent, so I don't know.
Now, how about this one right here? I got a good one for you, Pearly, and I want you to answer it, and then I'll come in and I'll answer it. Because, you know, when people mention Kobe, I just have to, you know, I just have to Musa once or twice. You know what I mean? But anyway, here we go.
I gotcha.
Check this out. Naughty, I'm tired of sports reporters and sports talk on TV and radio calling Anthony Edwards the next Jordan. Anthony is not Jordan and doesn't play like Jordan. He is a different player. If anything, he's similar to Dwayne Wade and Allen Iverson. Kobe Bryant is more like Jordan, if anything. But no one says Kobe is Jordan. In fact, the whole allegation about rape destroyed Kobe's reputation, and no matter what he did on the court, never changed people's perception of him, and he never came back. See, that's where I beg to differ with you, Texter, but I'll deal with that.
Let me answer that.
But go ahead, Pearly.
That's bullcrap, because, he was vindicated.
Personally, I think the Texter is a closet bronsexual, but anyway, that's a different story.
Yeah, he was vindicated, and that never hurt Kobe's reputation, because if you look at the accolades Kobe's getting now, and the things that people are saying about him and the way that the sports world felt about him, from LeBron, from Michael Jordan, from all of them go down, I can't agree with that text, though. And the bottom line is, I wouldn't say Edwards plays like Jordan. Edwards has this, Kobe has. The difference is Kobe did it with Jordan and Kobe did it with a scruff on their face. Edwards would be smiling at you while he's dunking you off. He brings everything to the game that Kobe did. He brings everything to the game that Jordan did. So don't because you don't want to come to the fact that there could be a better player than Jordan. We didn't think there was going to be a better player than Chamberlain. We didn't think there was going to be a better player than Pistol Pete or anybody else. But Jordan came out there, and Kobe came out there to take it to the next level, and Anthony Edwards is now taking it to the next level. That's the bottom line, and let's accept it and move on.
Yeah, Pearly, you said a lot what I was going to say, too. And you know, they always like, I disagree there because like you say, Kobe toward the end of his career, I mean, look at how many players just admire Kobe and he's their guy, he's their goat. I think if anything, people got more behind Kobe since the allegations in Denver, considering that he was not found guilty of rape. It was settled out of court. He was never charged. He was never convicted. He went through every, you know, aspect of that, paid his penance off the court to his wife, Vanessa, as well as on the court, and still came back and won championships. So,
and I don't think that didn't hang over his head at all. I think what you didn't know is the stories that came out about the alleged victim kind of crushed that whole story. And thank God it wasn't social media back then, because if social media is around now, that person would have been totally, totally destroyed.
Yeah, now see, and you got idiot texters, you know, like certain idiots chiming in who want to say certain things, but at the end of the day, all of that was unproven. You could run on about Kobe, and then see, you're going to have that conversation, Texter. If you're going to make those heinous remarks about Kobe, then you have to look at that case for what it is. So, yeah, no, we ain't even going to go there today. But you got some people just jumping right up where they can't stand Kobe. And the first chance they get, they jump up.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, it's sad that they have to do that. But anyway, it is what it is, you know.
You see, and then guess what? Then they get the story twisted. And their big, you know, bronsexual rage, they get the story twisted. They don't even get the facts of the story right. That's why you have to call them idiot Kobe haters. You know what I mean? They just jump up at any time to hate on Kobe. This time the mind is dead, you know. Let the mind rest in peace.
If you saw the things that came out in
And you know who disses Kobe more than any bronsexual? Them stinking Jordanites, you know. Because them Jordanites, you know, that turnaround jumper, Kobe had a better turnaround jumper when it was all said and done than Jordan.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm worried with them. But yeah, like I say, that day is open for interpretation text. A lot of people could talk about it. I think Anthony Edwards is his own player, but he does remind me a bit of Jordan with the ISO. He does remind me of AI with the crossover and the moves. I don't see him sporting lipstick and fingernail polish, so he don't remind me of Dwayne Wade at all.
Hell no.
And he got that Mamba mentality. If you notice, he got that Mamba mentality, and I'll give you what Mamba mentality is, what LeBron don't have, because I've never heard LeBron say anything like this. Anthony Edwards came out of the locker room in game 5 in Denver, turned around to all them set of people in Denver who work for the Nuggets and say, I was in game 7. And what he did, proceeded to lead his team to a 45-point win, then come back in Denver and come from 20 down and win by 10 going away. That ain't Mamba-like.
Hitting a clutch three-pointer then by and going to the end of the game.
That ain't Mamba-like, though. I mean, I'm just saying. That kid's got it right now. He is the real deal. You have to look at him and admire him and let him do what he's doing. Good afternoon, Prophet Naughty. I heard Purdy listen to your wise judgment of those sports picks as the Lakers size up their new coach. Have the Lakers sized up their new coaches yet? I like Sam Cassell. If we're going young and we're rebuilding, I think Sam Cassell is a great coach for that organization. If it's another set of LeBron AD soap opera, no, I don't want Sam Cassell there to be wasted, because in 2 years he'll be fired and out of there like the rest. What say you on that, Pearly?
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. What I'm getting pissed at is how are y'all trying to get Bronny in L.A.?
But I'm not all of y'all. Now, you know, not, that ain't me.
I don't mean you. I'm talking to the texter. Sorry. Are they trying to get Bronny in L.A.? And there was an interesting story I saw yesterday in Bleacher Report. But the guy said maybe in 3 or 4 years he may be a good player, but he did earn his keep at the combines. He did credit with credit due, but he's not ready. He's not ready. It'll be a wasted pick by the Lakers.
I think he's, you know, I heard some people talking about you.
Please go to Utah. That'll be
no,
nice.
Utah stepping in and drafting Bronny, then trying to play strong ball with LeBron to come to Utah because they got the money to pay him.
And find him a nice Mormon wife. He'll be good.
And he could have 6 or 7 of them if he decided to take up the Mormon faith.
Exactly.
Mr. Producer, sent you the final 15 right there. We got a good one today, Pearly, on the way home, so we got to get out of here a little bit early so this could actually ride out. But this is a good one. This one, I like it when they break it completely down. You understand what I'm saying? And today you got Colin Cowherd and Nick Wright. They're talking about the New York Jets' high expectations, the potential Knicks roster revamp in the offseason despite going to the second round in the Eastern Conference Finals and being depleted by injury.
Because they're going to lose the center. I can't pronounce his name, but they're going to lose him. He's going to test the free agent market.
Yep. I know who you're talking about, too. The next roster revamp, what went wrong for the Nuggets and what could be the future in Denver as well, and some other tidbits. So I think that's a good ride home. So what we need to do now is get into the picks in a second. Afternoon, Naughty and Pearly. But I on record to say that players in the NBA are going to eat him alive. Mark my words, that boy ain't ready. Listen, he need to stay in college.
He's 6'1". He's listed as 6'4" in college, but he's 6'1" with no shoes on. He was a second-rate substitute at USC. I think he should go back to college for one more year.
What I think he should do
and try to develop himself
is pick up the phone and say, Dad, Dubai is offering us $900 million for me and you to come play over there in that basketball league. $900 million. What you saying, Pops?
That ain't happen. You ain't gonna get the publicity. It ain't about the money, it's about the publicity.
Pearly, for $900 million? I'm packing up the wife, the boys, the dogs, the cats, everything.
LeBron has enough money for him, Bronny Child, and Bronny Grandchildren to live off. He don't need that $900 million. He into the fame. It ain't about the money, it's about the fame.
So that ties to the narcissistic side of LeBron, is what you're referring to then.
Whatever it is, it ain't about the money. He got the money. He got money coming in. He got endorsements coming in. He'll always have money coming in.
All right.
Money is not an issue to him.
Let's check out these picks real quick, Pearly, so we can get to the break, because we got like 2 minutes. Mr. Producer, be good, right? You got the info what I sent you, right? All right, solid. All right, Pearly, here we go. We got some NBA tonight. We got some WNBA. And we got some WNBA tonight, too. I believe your girl's playing tonight.
Am I baby playing tonight?
I know if she playing, but I know your WNBA girls will be in action tonight.
No, she's not playing tonight.
Yeah, but
my girls, what's her last name? Brinks from LA Sparks playing tonight.
Yeah, Brinks playing tonight too. You got three games tonight.
Her and Kiara got introduced to the Dodgers game last night. They two pies. They look good.
All right, so we got the WNBA tonight. You got Dallas against the Dream. Atlanta, 5.5-point favorites at home. I like them to win in the money line.
I like them to win as well in the money line.
Las Vegas Aces by 14 over the Phoenix Mercury. I like them to win at home, but I don't like them to win by 14. Money line for me on that one.
They're that good. I'll take them in the points.
I like the Sparks to win by 2 over the Mystics tonight in L.A.
I like, because they're home and because there's a lot of hype in the Dodgers coming out to watch them, I like the Sparks tonight, but I just like them on the points.
Celtics, 10-point favorites at home over the Pacers. I like the Celtics, but in the money line, you and I both know double-digit covers for the Celtics have been a pain in the butt.
All season, but not in the championship, not in the playoffs. I like them at the money. I like them at the points tonight.
All right, and Minnesota tomorrow night takes on Dallas, and they're 4-point favorites now. Right now, we'll discuss that tomorrow. But off the top of my head, I like Minnesota to cover that 4 tomorrow night in game one.
I like that too, and just for the fun of it, I like the Dodgers to take it from the Diamondbacks tonight. Yatamoto was on point last night.
Yes, he was. Caused my parlay to come through.
And Freddie Freeman hit me a grand slam. So I like the Dodgers tonight over the Diamondbacks.
There you go. With that being said, we're right at time. Good stuff, Pearly. You're in tomorrow. Me and MJ will be in Thursday, live on remote. And then on Friday with our special guest, Arintia Komolafi. So with that being said, have a great Tuesday, man. And we'll see you right here. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can be good, be good at it. See you tomorrow, Pearly.
Ciao.
These rows of flames are catching a fire.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man. It's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Plus mozzarella and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Elaine, you hear what boss man was saying in the back there just now?
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No, about how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool. I can't afford to pay that.
And you're always crying, palm out. Ain't gonna be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. Oh. That same unemployment benefit.
And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get out
there. In maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIPRateIncrease.com.
Attention ice cream lovers. Are you ready to elevate your springtime indulgence and taste of luxury with Häagen-Dazs? For a limited time only, treat yourself to the quality of Häagen-Dazs ice cream for just $8.99 per pint. Yes, you heard that right. Indulge in the finest flavors without breaking the bank. This exclusive offer is available at all Lickety Split and Super Value locations. Experience the premium quality of Häagen-Dazs at an unbeatable price. Spring has never tasted this good.
Now, I went Jaylen Brown. You know me and the whole hat on forwards. I like dependability. So I don't think Jaylen Brown is as skilled as Kyrie, but I know what I get. I know what I get. Toughness, physicality, wing defender, same guy. Anything in that top 10 that bothered you?
No, so if I can see the whole thing again, I think Drew Holiday is, I think that's more based on his history. You had him 10th, right? They're not. Yeah. I'm not seeing it right now. But yeah. He has not been up to that level in these playoffs, but his history of being on the list. I have no problem with your top five at all. I think having Luka number one is smart and correct. Ant number two and Tatum three. I think that has to be the one through three. People could argue that Halliburton, based on what he was, certainly in the beginning of the regular season, should be higher, and he came on strong at the end of the second round. And so credit to him. I do want to say something about Kyrie, though, Colin.
Yeah.
Because I have been so impressed by Kyrie Irving all year. Kyrie seems to have matured in a way in his early 30s that is, in my experience, rare. I think guys usually, you know, mature a lot in their mid to late 20s, but who they are at 30 is kind of who they're going to be. And Kyrie Irving taking on a totally new role with this team, taking a step back offensively, committing himself defensively in a way he never has, clearly trying to be the elder statesman leader, and this is crazy, but it's true, of all the stars in the playoffs, he's the oldest left by far and was the oldest left after round one ended at the guy who's 31, 32 years old. And I think Kyrie is the best version of himself that we have seen outside of Cleveland.
Yeah.
And I also think he has been strategic in understanding he has not been on a deep playoff run in 7 years. He has suffered some injuries since then. And I think he's tried to kind of throttle his intensity and effort to second halves of games, trying to make sure he has something left in the tank. He's one of the major reasons, alongside Luka, obviously, that I think the Mavs can win the whole thing.
So I grew up, as you know, I'm a bit older. In the 70s is when I fell in love with the NBA. And there were a lot of Dr. J and a George McGinnis and a Mo Cheeks and Andrew Tony, if I recall, and Steve Mix. And then you had the Sonics with Gus and DJ, and the Blazers had Walton, and the Warriors had Rick Barry and Elvin Hayes and Unseld with
the
Washington. A bunch of very good teams, no great ones. And then it's just dynasties up until about 6 years ago. And after watching Denver and Minnesota, I'm like, well, I thought Denver could be San Antonio, and they're not probably going to be. I didn't really criticize Denver for losing. My takeaway was, well, Minnesota, the same guy that built Denver, helped build Minnesota. They built him to beat Denver.
That's right.
And I just felt like no criticism of Denver. It's just these are all, including the Celtics, very good teams, no great teams. Fair?
So that I think that's fair. I think that is a little bit of a criticism in that Denver was being discussed as a potential dynasty, as a not very good team, but a great team. And the way in which they lost has to matter.
Yeah.
They were up 3-2 in a series against a team full of guys. Every single guy that played in Minnesota, except for Mike Conley, this was the biggest games of their lives. And Denver is the team that blinked. Up 3-2, Denver loses by 45 points. And then in game six, and then in game seven, blows a 20-point second half lead. And I know it's become very, you know, in vogue to say, 20-point leads in the modern NBA, what do they really mean? Well, this year in the NBA, teams that were up 20 in the second half won 96% of their games. In NBA playoff history, teams up 20 in the second half win their games. That was a collapse. And while I thought Jokic was absolutely brilliant in games 4 and 5, two perfect offensive performances, and I thought he was good, not necessarily great, but good in game 7, a loss like this does stagger you as far as when you're trying to climb the ranks historically. And now Jokic was being handed player of the era. Giannis now is going to have something to say about that. Giannis, who, by the way, has been in the same number of conference finals, the same number of NBA finals, the same finals MVPs. Jokic has 3 league MVPs. Giannis has 2, but also a Defensive Player of the Year award. And Giannis's title defense ended in a round 2 7-game loss. However, that one ended with Chris Middleton missing the entirety of that round due to injury. And so I think Giannis, Jokic, and then we'll see if Luka can finish this thing off. Those 3 guys are going to be vying for league supremacy over the next few seasons, in my opinion.
All right, Boston's going to fly through the Pacers, who are an egregiously bad defensive team. It won't be very competitive. I'll take Minnesota over Dallas, but it'll go 6 or 7. I think New York not making the Eastern Conference Finals, a bit of a gut punch for ESPN. It was very obvious on the broadcast who they were pulling for. But needless to...
Oh, you could tell? I thought it was subtle. How they really underplayed it.
So let me throw this. I said this yesterday. Is that if you looked at the Warriors, a big part of winning pre-KD, during KD, and after KD was the culture. Spoelstra, Riley, Heat culture. Is that the Knicks, you could argue, they don't even play like anybody else. They have created a kind of a Villanova collegiate gritty culture that has such redeemable value for a franchise that couldn't get anything right for 20 years. Now, my takeaway is James Dolan was paying so much attention to the Sphere in Vegas, which is a masterpiece, that he just sort of backed off basketball. Basketball people took over, and they're running the Knicks like grownups. And so my takeaway is you need another star. Don't screw with the culture. It's so hard to create. Warriors have it. Heat have it. I think you could argue the Knicks culture is like 3rd, 4th, 5th in the league. So who is the perfect piece to add to this team? Because I think it's a little bit of a dilemma. Yep.
I mean, it's so hard because even if they were healthy, they wouldn't have won the title. If they were healthy, I believe they would have beaten Indiana and maybe could throw a scare into the Pacers. But Jalen is a superstar, but they're still a piece away.
Yep.
And so I know this probably goes against what you're thinking, but my first phone call would be to Phoenix to try to get Kevin Durant, because Jalen can be the leader. And the culture is built. And we have seen that if you already have it built, Durant can come in and supercharge it for you.
Yeah.
And I think he can even do that at an advanced age. Obviously, there would be a perfect basketball fit for LeBron, but I do not think LeBron is leaving. I do think LeBron, even at age 40, would be enough to be the final piece for them, certainly in the East and maybe in the league. After those 2 guys, it gets really hard, Colin. Knicks fans want Mikal Bridges from the Nets to kind of complete that Villanova quartet. But I don't think the Knicks are winning the championship. They might be a Mikal Bridges away from getting to a finals, but I don't know about winning a championship. Obviously, there was the Donovan Mitchell flirtation a couple years ago. I would not go after Donovan. I think that's redundant with Jalen Brunson.
Agree.
And then your backcourt is way, way too small. Like, do you call Chicago for a Zach LaVine? I suppose. I don't think there is a perfect fit, Colin, other than some of our aging superstars in Kevin Durant and LeBron. I do think what the Knicks accomplished this year was they made being a Knick cool again for the first time in 20 years.
Yeah.
They showed the world that MSG is still a legitimate advantage when it's rocking, and that's a good team. And I think they reclaimed some of that Knicks brand. I do think Tibbs needs to, you know, look at the fact that, man, what is this, 10 years in a row, my team seems a little broken down and injured at the end of the year? I wonder why. Like, maybe pump the brakes on that a tiny bit, but I think the Knicks had a wildly successful season, and I think Brunson's a superstar.
I want to shift to the NFL. So last year, I pick a team every year that I'm much higher on. So last year it was the Rams. Sure. I was right. Year before it was the Vikings. Got that right. And then I'll miss on occasional teams I buy. I listen to J-Mac on the Saints. Bad decision. But the team I don't get this
way
year.
Way to lay that right on J-Mac's feet. I mean, that was just expert. Here are the ones I got right, and the one I got wrong that I can remember, not my fault. I love that move. It's a great call. Go ahead.
Well, the show's called The Herd. I just shovel all the bad stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. Of course. Exactly right. Go ahead.
So I said to myself, I don't get the Jets. So, yes, they have a defense, and the schedule early is pretty workable. Mm-hmm. But Nathaniel Hackett's still there, coach in the hot seat. An offensive line, old or too young. Josh Allen is still the best player in the conference. Belichick's gone, but Mike McDaniel's probably the best coach in the conference. And the last time Aaron played for a season, he had a 91 passer rating in a weaker conference. Yet DraftKings has them as a favorite in 14 of their 17 games. I think they're an 8-9 team.
Well, I didn't know that number. All right, so that listen, yeah, I didn't know that they were favored in 14 of their 17 games. That is, now I understand that some of that has to do with the fact that, you know, where the games are.
Yeah.
But they should not be a favorite in Pittsburgh. I'm just looking at it right now. They should not be a favorite at home against Houston, looking at that right now. I mean, like, hold on. How many times is Big Bob Sala a road favorite? He's a favorite in Jacksonville? Give me a break. Okay, all right. I understand, you know, we don't, you talk gambling with a lot of folks, and, you know, you and I kind of moonlight with it together, but yeah, we usually have our separate kind of gambling chats, if you will. But we can make some money fading the Jets here. So let's go through the reasons.
Okay, let's do it.
That they are. So many offseason moves are operating under the assumption of, well, if we have perfect health, which it's the NFL, that is a faulty assumption to make. With that said, I understand why they took the risks they did on the offensive linemen with an injury history, because they had to upgrade there. And Joe Douglas, who had one amazing draft, and aside from that, has been trying to rebuild that offensive line for a half decade and hasn't been able to do it, even though the first thing he said when he got there was he's going to remake the offensive line. So they're trying that. Okay, fine. Rodgers, the point that you're making is one that I think everyone has overlooked, which is forget the Achilles. The last season we saw him play, he was good. Okay. Better than average, but not great. It's not as if he was coming off his best football and then tore his Achilles. He was coming off his worst football. And then, folks, whenever I bring up Rodgers, they're like, oh, Nick, you just don't like him because of the things he says. Take my opinion of the things he says out of it. If you were talking to a guy who did your taxes and the guy was like, by the way, I've got some thoughts on Tarantia and mud floods, you'd be like, oh, you a car dealer. And the guy who was trying to sell you the EV you just leased was like, listen, let me tell you, you want to argue about Dr. Fauci some? You'd be like, can I get somebody else? I don't think this guy's focused on my gas mileage. So no, I don't know if Aaron's going to be fully locked in on everything he needs. And then you get to the coaching part of it, which is, I don't believe in quarterback wins. I do believe in coach wins, because that is their record, is their coaching record. Robert Saleh's got one of the bottom 10 records of any coach to coach this many games in modern NFL history. They don't like the offensive coordinator so much. They tried to replace him in the shadows, couldn't get that done, and then it leaked that they tried to replace Hackett, and now he's still there. So do I think the Jets, in the AFC are a playoff team? Of course not. Do I think they should be favored on the road against anyone but New England? No. Like, so I'm with you on that entirely.
Don't get it. But we got into this argument yesterday, and I think you'd like this argument. I said, I think we have a graphic on this. I said, if these are the four things that you should consider when paying a quarterback, which is production, team success, and some playoff success, health. Are you healthy? And do you have leverage? Production, team success, health, and leverage. Mahomes 1, Allen 2. But by the third pick, you're like, well, Lamar and Burrow can't stay healthy. Trevor and Herbert don't win enough. Jalen's had one good year. I made the argument that I could argue Jared Goff, productive, Super Bowls, conference champion, never gets hurt, unbelievable leverage in Detroit. You could argue that Goff is third. Argue me off it, fine. But I said with two here, I know it sounds crazy with Goff, but you start adding up all these injuries.
I got you.
Okay. Now we got to Tua, and my takeaway is 1 year ago, I was told one more concussion and he should retire by doctors. What do you do with Tua? Concussion was the whole
thing. You don't pay him. You don't pay him. And now listen, I think you're too high on Goff, but that's an argument for another day. Your point that his availability works in his favor. The fact that Goff, it's very clear. If you have a great offensive line, he can be quite good. The Lions have invested in the offensive line, so they're getting the best of him, so credit to them. The Tua thing, I think it's just he is an undersized player that does not have a very strong arm and some of the measurables.
Right.
And also the eye test, when you watch the games, you know he is not scary the way the actual elite quarterbacks are. He is in the best situation imaginable from a weapons perspective. He seems to truly struggle against the better teams. And if there is a light breeze, much less it being downright cold. And so here is what I will say about that, Colin. I grade Kyle Shanahan and Mike McDaniel on a bit of a curve in that I think that they get bonus points for what they have achieved without ideal quarterback situations.
Right.
With Kyle from Jimmy to Brock Purdy and for McDaniel with Tua. If the Miami Dolphins give Tua a contract extension, I then remove that curve because you are then signing up for it. You are then saying, this is the guy that I want. Like Shanahan, after Garoppolo traded away 3 first-round picks because he knew he had to get better at quarterback. Obviously, they missed on that, and we'll see what Purdy turns into. But if they decide to pay Tua like he's excellent, then you don't get graded on that curve anymore. You have decided that's your guy. I wouldn't pay him. I flatly would not pay him because I don't think the Dolphins are good enough with the stacked team because of the limitations defensively and of Tua. If all of a sudden you have to lose Tyreek or Waddle, one of the two, because you paid Tua down the road, then I certainly don't think they'll be good enough.
Nick Wright, first things first. Good seeing you as always, buddy. Hi, everybody.